Mit welches Stamm kennen wir noch nicht? The answer is, that's a better time. Why does that have to say anything? Stamm kennen wir noch nicht, because then, if there will be a situation where he knows that it was used number 7 hours before, so then it would be awesome. He'd be awesome. But, so he says, no, here it is with an also. Anyway, there is a machlokes case between the Kesedishin and the Rambam, as to whether the Shittes Rambam is that Stam Kelim is a Inom Ne'emon, or Stam Kelim is a Ne'emon. Now, so this is what the Shach says. This is Shach says. Can we advise the Moshe Rambam? The Yudzayim was a Machol HaSiras. Because like it's Mishnah Shom, it's really Stam Kelim Shalim Chovim, Ne'emon, not Inom Ne'emon. So why is it Muta here? Because of a special reason that even the boss of the end gives it ample. The chayim kosher b'shios of the kamen tzimel kuf chav beis. V'im kem kosher, kim di posak le kamen tzimel kuf chav beis. Di stam kelim shloi li kuchovim. Einam ne yeimon, im kem, hochem lav hochem muta. Im kem hochem lav hochem muta. So why does he say that the reason is why Shemen and Vashem is Bechovi is Mutea because the boss of the end is pagan. Even if the boss of the end wouldn't be pagan. So the Shemen and Vash, I mean that the boss of in Shemen and Vash, even the end, gives in Shemen and Vash a temple. It's all Chloima, you know, he becomes even a Rambam, a Lomilmi, the boss of pagan Shemen and Vash, because there is a big lachem in it. Suppose he knows that only half an hour ago, he's buying shemen from an akum, he's buying dvash from an akum, and he knows, let's say, he makes the shemen and the dvash, the akum on the premises, and he knows that only this morning he prepared it. So, if it had been, if the mechaber had told us that it's muta because Tam came in and the amon, but in this case where he knows that it was used, that he prepared it this morning, and before that he cooked boss all of it, you see. So then it would be awesome. Mashein came because of the time that the boss of his pagans Hashem, and so even if he knows that half an hour before the kelim were used for the shemen and for the dvash, they were used for boso. So it's still muta. I mean that's what the shach. Vihei shemrit. The boss of the pagan dvash atzmei. Rak mashke hanasim dvash. Uvemokim shimeps god vishach. Now. So who is that Yeshemrim? Ma'avir ba'agoy yesharidu esim echov beis? Oh. Now let's see the shachat. Let's see the shachat. Yeshemrim, rak mashka nasa midvash. Mashma di vishemen gam ayo yeshemrim leidim di peik. So it's mashma from Roshan Dramo in as much as the Mechava mentioned that Bosov is paid in both. Shemen and vash. And then he makes the comment, he changes in the boss and the pigment vash atzme, rak mashka nas midvash. And he doesn't make any comment in respect to Shemen, so it's mashma that he agrees with the Mechaber, vis-a-vis Shemen. That's how it's mash. Mashma with Shemen, but I mean Shemen may be pagan. The chayim kosa batar azov, Shemen midvash, but we all obey, who you pagan is a Shemen and masriche, we ish with a goy sarah, I'm sure. We tell me, who are ye Shemen and Meilu, who ma'aril ba'agoy sharadur. Simen chob beis, ושום משמע להד יהיה, וכל שכים בשמן הווה לשבח, אפילו כשנסבש, אפילו כשנסבש, וכי משמע יכול לפוסקי, כמו שבויה, ומריר להיב אישום, שום עשרי שבמורת חד. פרק כל שור, ופרק עם המיני, ושמון הסבירן הווה טעם נפגם בדבש. So what? So what is it? משמון הסבירן בוסק. So in other words, that Boso, so the Rebbe Shebe Mordechai, so the Rebbe Mordechai says that Boso gives it an program in Vash, because of Allah. Vizel Nishene, so the Mario writes, Vizel Nishene, Omno Mut Behave Bimachvez Basrim or Shebishu with Vash. Yes. Actually, so the Frimigodin points out that there you see that it's, the Roshim doesn't say Vyosa, but here the Shach mentions a text that says Vyosa. So we have to explain it. I mean, the way it appears in this text. On the move the habit, we machvez basyim, shevishu vidvash, Vyosa. So vishu vidvash, Vyosa. And that can be found, that Vyosa can be found in a Mordechai in Beitzin. Vishemo, hoyo, mashkesh nasa vidvash. In other words, so we don't exist here. On one hand, there is a tshuva rishon b'Mordechai in Perek Hosho and bring him a meeting with Bosobi and gives a time programming wash. And then there is a statement made by the Rishab Mordechai, I mean by the Rishab, that Machves, there was a case of the Machves, the frying pan, Das Yemo, Shebishlubo, Dvash, and the Asadet, so it seems that it was not in the Tampogum. So there is a stira between the two reads. So how can we reconcile the two reads? Vishemo, Hoyamashke, Shinasim, Dvash. In other words, that the read that says that, so the some will say that one read is a Toysei. Alright, so that's an easy way, you know, to dispose of this conflict. But if we don't say it's a toy sefer, so we are faced with the spirit. So then we can say, Vishemo Hoyomashke Shenase Midvash. In other words, when the Rimbotchai says, when the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Chuvisri, that Shamnun has been having a Sintam Libram, he has reference to Shamnun as being Mimashke on Vash. But Boso in Vash itself gives it Amishim. So then we can reconcile the two reads. Alright. Ubehoche, Vishemo Yomashke Shenasim Vash. Now the question is, what Gemara says in respect to Dvash, in Dvorim, Shalakum Shemutorim, Dvash Shalakum. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Chachomim ask Dvash Shalakum? Yimishimuru ve Misresore. So what does it mean? Yimishimuru ve Misresore. So we see that, so there is one pshat, Yimishimuru ve with Bos. So if we say that Yimishimuru ve means with Yayin, so then there is no problem altogether, you see. But if we say that Yeruve means, not like Rashi, but Yeruve means with Boso, so Misresore, so it's Gemara Mefureshes. So it's Gemara Mefureshes that he gives a tampogum. So how could the Ri say that it gives a tampogum only Mashke of Vash, but in Vash itself, it gives a tamishubach? So we can say that when the Gemara says that Yimishimeruve, Misresore, the Gemara has reference Yimishimeruve, Misresore, to Mashke Shalvash. But everybody will agree that even Vash itself of Akum is Muta, not only Mashke of Vash. The answer is, because when the Mishnah says in Dvorim Shal Akum that is Muta, one is Vash, so the Mishnah has reference to both, to Dvash itself and to Mashke of Vash. When the Mishnah says Dvash Shal Akum is Muta, it means both Dvash and the Mashke that was made from Dvash. So, as far as Dvash itself is concerned, so it wasn't the derech of the Goyim, Bizman Agmore, to mix Dvash itself with Bosom. So the Gemara doesn't have to say it. So there is no problem. But when the Mishnah says that Dvash is Mutea, the Mishnah also includes not only Dvash itself, Mare, Mirlevi, Mirlevi, Mishmun Amis, Mirlevi, the Goza. ושמה ובסילו הפמל משום חסנס גוזה ומי הוא משום דרישיה בחסנס כל כך כמו ביעין הוא צריך להם סעד בזלפו של שוקל אסור אף אגב מי הוא סביר לבעון מייסן טעם לדמותיה וכן סיר השמואר שמקרח שני עתיים עם גוזו אף על פי שאין די בכל אחד לבד בעין הנקום הרי שמואר לרב ויש לו מלבידי דעמי לדגזיר השמן לו הוא סוכת מייס ממי גוניאל, אלו שמאי והילו גוזו, מתיים לפריש הסמיכה, ליוכל מי שהייתי רב יהודה הנוסי כמו שפורש את תלמי סומך, ולפרש את איסורי, וגם הטיימי לא מירוי, כי אם טעם חסנס, כי כל כך, ואיידי נסי טעם נגדם, מותה, אלו לדעד, 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 היכו ליוכל יהודה הנוסי לבט לו דחים שקסוגו היא בתאירה פשיטו הוא דפוש את איסורי because if the meal so it's implicit in the posit in the meal ויוסם the meal ליבי אשר יזכוי בפס בפס המלך and so on so how would the didn't see it be לבטו לתקן this is now so he says ובשיו עשרי ברמות חי שאום מוכח להגיע כי בשם המייד זה משפיח Die Meise ist im Reihe, die Pegen mit Vash, mit Namen, Pirik, im Amidim, Shem Shol Chol Mosa, und vor der Schmuss Rosa, Chol Mosa, aber weil Koch und Schoch mit der Rosa, und es ist dann mit Dam, wie Shemel. Aber, so, originally, the Asadet, even though it was Nesitam Lidam, so the Didaser, the original in the Chachamim, and then Rabbi Yehuda Nisir was Matered, but originally Shammai Hillel, Talmid Shammai Hillel Didaseret, Masha'in Kim Midvash, so the very outset the Talmid Shammai Hillel didn't Daseret. So what's the reason? So the answer is because there is a difference between the effect of Bosor in Shemen and the effect of Bosor in Vash. Vis-a-vis Vash, so vis-a-vis Shemen, so Bosor B.M. gives it time in Shubach. Gives it time in Shubach in Bosor B.M. Well, Bosor B.M. is mixed with Shemen B.M., then gives it time in Shubach. But so that's the reason as to why originally Talmid Shammai Hillel did Asa Shemen Shel Akum. Did Asa Shemen Shel Akum because of the Fosfin Shel Keni. Why did he Aser it? Because originally it gave Itam Shubach. Itam Shubach. But then, after 24 hours, it becomes full. So true, it should still be Muter, but because of that, and in conjunction with the little bit of chitul that might be caused by using Shemen Shel Akum, so originally the Talmid Shammai Hillel asked. So then Rabbi Yehuda Nisir Bizdine, in the subsequent generation, they felt that we have to lift that accord. Because after all, true that Bosor Bien gives Itam Shubach in Shemen Bien. But here there is no choshe of Bosor Bien, of a mixture of Bosor Bien in the Shemen, and the only choshe is of a bria of Bosor in the Kele in which the Shemen was cooked. So, but that's Nesin Tam Yudam. That's Nesin Tam Yudam is Muta. But originally, the Zikri Shammai Hillel decided to ask Hashem. Because Bosor in Shemen gives it to Am Shubach. And then it becomes Pogol. Then it becomes Pogol. So true, the evidence Muta, but still they felt that it was necessary to ask it. Masha'in came vis-a-vis Dvash, so Bosor the end gives it a pogum in the end of Dvash. So Memele, so even the original Chachamim felt that it wasn't necessary to ask. This is what he says. What's the name? The Bahach must listen to Shalom Dvash. The time for the Shas, Mishim Gilim Chobim Eklamich, Nisitam with Damut, Ikel Koch, Hani Tanim Shim Shamim Nisbem with Dvash, Nisitam with Dam. So Memele even Tamil Shalom Hill at the very outset decided there is no reason to answer. Uvishemen nisitam nishvach. Tam nishvach. So they did answer. Usvimon haitane kelim shlo yichovim v'yeimo. So in other words, that's not in line with what Teisve says in Avrizor. In other words, so why did Talmid Shammai v'Hillel answer it? Why did Talmid Shammai v'Hillel answer it? Because they held that nisitam, that they held that kelim shlo yichovim is v'yeimo. Is Meimo. So Meimo, if it's Meimo, so there is a possibility that there is a Tam Mishvach. In Amad Isfirway, the Chibim Shinat Gam Vishemen, El Mishim Shemi Meimo. But originally it gave a Tam Mishvach, so there was good reason to ask. That's in line with what Tesla says in Amad Isore, Dachamu Lo. He says, Vichim Mashmit is a Schum Dafres, Mamishikosu Shom, Abu Hashemen, the same thing is in Tesla's Amad Isore. In Abraham and Shishim Yimet, Aish. With the Loikir and anyway, so what does the Maril say? That it's mashma from the Ribar Motre, that it's mashma from the Ri, that there is a difference between the effect that Bosor has in Shemen and Bosor has on Vash, or Mashkes on Vash, whatever it is. Because we see that Gemara is in respect to Dvash, so even the original Chachamim, Talmid Shammai v'Hillel decided not to ask. There was no reason to write us. Why was there no reason? Because this Talmud Dam is Muta. But in respect to Shemen, so the original Chachamim did ask it. And the subsequent Chachamim no matter. Why were the subsequent Chachamim not to it? Because Nisitam Lidam is Muta. So why did the original Chachamim the original Chachomim did answer it, Talmud Sham Hillel, either because the original Chachomim held that Stam Kelim of an Akum is Me'emor, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira with his Dina, they decided that Stam Kelim ain't a Me'emor, or even that the original Chachomim also agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and his Dina, that Stam Kelim of an Akum is a Me'emor. But they still felt the necessity of answering it on account of the two reasons, of a little bit of chitim that it might conduce, and also because of the blessings. So then, so they decided to leave that Issa. But, so the original Chachomim only asked a chenet, but they did not ask a drash. Why? Because vis-a-vis Shemen, so Boso Berendos gives it a problem. Vis-a-vis Vash or Mashesh of Vash. So the Boso Ben, so vis-a-vis Shemen, so the Boso, Ben gives it a Mishubech in Shemen Ben. But vis-a-vis Vash or Mashesh of Vash, So even the boss of Ben gives it on Pogum in Vash or the Holapoches in Mashkes of Vash, that's another question. So Mele, it's Muchach from the Mahil that certainly vis-a-vis Shemen, so boss of Ben gives it on Shubach in Shemen. Now then he says, Udoike Ranash. So that's one basic. He says, the Mashikosa, Shepiro is Finale, Uri, the Maida Amrinon Bishas. The Maida Amrinon, the Shas Perkim Amidi, Gabi Vash, the Maida Echishlo, Ili Shimiruve Misresore, Haile Shimiruve Bosso, Shum Misrasore, the Loki Rashi, Shepirish Mishitaruve Siai, Shatruve Siai. So Mumayla, then it's the modern Foreshes. So, in other words, if we say that the Ri agrees with the Pshat of the Rishenim, that Ili Shimiruve Misresore means Bosso, so then it's more than Foreshes, that Bosso, Bien gives it on Pogum in Shemen, because Gemara says that Rav Sheitshe said that Mishra Shlika is Muta, Im Shemeruve Misresore. So Rashi says Im Shemeruve Mityai. But if we say that he explains Im Shemeruve means Yeruve Bosso, Misresore, so then it's more than Foreshes. Then it's more than Foreshes. That Boso gives a tampogum in Shemen. Bien, Boso Bien gives a tampogum in Shemen Bien. The Lord has she goes to Rusiaim. Visitame, I mean the Ranash Pshat is strange. For that we Shemen Name Avinon Vishas, Hosom, who we Shemen Sviral de Mashbiach. Who we Shemen Sviral de Mashbiach. So yes, so yes, the Kashi, so he's Masik and Ranash. So he's Masik and Ranash. The Ranash says that the Pshat, that the Kol of Yari, when the Gemara says Im Shemeruve Misresore, it means Im Shemeruve, correction is Vash, Im Shemeruve Misresore. So that means Hanim Shemiru Beboso. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that Boso gives it on Pogum in Vash. In Vash. So he says. So the Shach says no. How can he say that the Imishim that the Gemara of Yeruve Misresore in connection with Vash means Yeruve with Boso? Because the same Gemara appears in connection with Shemen. This is a thing. Because Shemen, I'm not going to be Shas or Somoche. And Shemen, Sviro is Mashbiach. And the Rim Mordechai Shite is definitely in respect to Shemen that Boso gives it Amishuboch. So obviously the Rim couldn't explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, Imishim Ruve, it means Ruve with Boso. Because the Ri says in so many words that Shemen, that Boso in Shemen gives it Am Shubach. And still the Gemara says, Im Shemeruve Mishra Shlike, Maya Yechishlo, Im Shemeruve Mishra Sore. And if the Pshat of the Ri, Mishemeruve means with Boso, Mishra Sore, so then it's a Gemara Mefureshes, that that Bosor gives it Ampog Mishemet. And the Ri Mordechai says that Bosor gives it Amishuvah Mishemet. So what must we say? That the Ri agrees with Rashi's Pshat. That Imishim Yerube, Misre Sore, that when the Mordechai says in connection with Mishre Shlike, Mishre Shlike, Imishim Yerube, Misre Sore, it means Imishim Yerube with Yai, Misre Sore. So it's Masik under Rashi. But it's not a soge, because I mentioned there is one pshat in Rishenim who say there are three pshatim in Rishenim. One pshat in Rishenim means that both Yehuve have reference to Itarubes with Boso, and one pshat is like Rashi's, that both Yehuve mean have reference to Yehuve with Yalim, and then there is one pshat that the Yehuve, the mother of Yehuve, or Ligabe Shemen, Ligabi Shemen means Yai, but the Gemara of Yehuve, Ligabi Dvash means Bosor. Why should one Gemara of Yehuve have reference to Yehuve with Bosor, and the other Gemara of Yehuve have reference to Yehuve with Yai? Because that was the practice of the people. So the practice of the people was, the practice of the people was that they mixed with Shemen, they mixed Yai, but with Dvash they mixed sometimes Bosor. So Mele, in explaining, when the Gemara says that Mishra Shlike is not Osea, so the Gemara says, Im Shemeruve, so it doesn't mean Im Shemeruve with Bosor, because it wasn't the derech of the Goyim, Bizman Chazal, to mix Shemen with Bosor. It was the derech of the Goyim, Bizman Chazal, to mix Shemen with Yayin. So the Gemara says, Im Shemeruve with Yayin, and that was the derech sometimes. So Misra Sore, and then because of Bosor, so we don't have to change it because it wasn't the derech to mix it with Bosor. But the other Gemara on Ligabish, Ligabit Vash, so it was the derech of the Goyim Bizman Chazal to mix Vash with Bosor. So the Gemara says, Im Shemeruve with Bosor, because many Goyim did mix Dvash and Bosor. Misra Sore. So Mele, there is no kashe against the Ranash, you see. There's no kashe against the Ranash. So apparently the Shach assumed that if we say that in one Gemara Yehuve means Bosor, if the Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Dvash means Bosor, so the Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Shemen also means Bosor. But there is a Shittes of Rishayim. This is what the Shach assumed. But it's no Asog and Ranash, because there is such a Shittes of Rishayim. That the Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Shemen means Yayin, Yehuve with Yayin, because it was the derech of the Goyim to mix Shemen with Yayin, and the Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Vash means Bosor, because it was the derech of the Goyim to mix Vash with Bosor. So it's no asogei under Anash. But the Shach is masik under Anash because he equated one Gemara of Yehuve with the other Gemara of Yehuve. Alright. V'chei Elabada Kibrash, Ayin Shom Yibolchai. Perek Amin. Mivoya Shom Hegi, Kibrash. V'chei Mifuresh B'teisus Perek Amin. V'chei Mucher Barash Bo Viran Ba'agudah Bechum Shom. Shiviu Raye. V'kayim Ulon Stam Kiri Shom Yichobim. Eine Beyeim. Midamrinon Rebbe Ubizdine Yitir Ha'ashemet. Die nächsten Tagen mit der Mutter, auch mit den nächsten Tagen mit Schwach, bei ihm beschämen. Die Neukei, wo haben meiste Reihe Miede. Wir können nur Hände mit dieses Berg mal mit ihm. Das ist die Question of Ides. So why is it that the original Chachom in Tamil Shammel wie hier auch, Asser, Shemen, and the Romatet Vash. So, the Gemara says the Romatet Vash at the very outset, because nächsten Tagen mit der Mutter. So why did the Asser Shemen? I mean, after all, that's the reason as to why the later Chachomim, Rabbi Yudan Nisiye, lifted the Yisra, because they stand with Gamuta. But Talmid Shamir also agreed that they stand with Gam is Muta. The answer is there is a difference. They stand with Gam is Muta. They stand with Gam is Muta. But vis-a-vis Shemen, so Bosor in Shemen, Bien, gives it Talmid Shvach. So then later on, it becomes a tampogo after it stayed 24 hours in the Deif Nakli. So the original Chachomim felt that in as much as original, there was a tamishvach, even though later on it became a tampogo, so there is a sufficient reason to ask it. In conjunction with the Xas Chitin, that the use of Shemen Shalakum conduces. So then the later Chachamim felt different. Because it was not misfashing. So the middle of the lift of the Isa. Mashenikin with Gabi Vash. Gabi Vash. So even Shemin Be'en, even Bosa Be'en gives it Amtogum in Vash. So it's Muta. Alme the base in Tam Nishvar Be'en Bishemen. The Moikin will have a Maise Rai Mide. So in other words, so what the Shach is saying is the following. In other words, he's Masik and Ramo. The Ramo, you see, the Mechaber fastens that Boso gives it Ampogum in both, in Shemen and Vash. So obviously the Mechaber fastens like the Rishenim, that when the Gemara says, Im Shemeru ve Mischesore, the Gemara doesn't mean Im Shemeru ve with Boso, but the Gemara means Im Shemeru ve with Yai. As Rashi explains, both Gemara of Yeruve means Yeruve with Yai. Oh yeah, then the Ramo says Yeshem Rim, and who is that Yeshem Rim? That's the Marir in the Agon Shari Dure, that they say that Boso in the Pei Yidvash Atzmei Rak Mashke Hanasim Yidvash Rak Mashke Hanasim Yidvash. So it's Mashma from the Ramo that according to the Marir, according to Yeshem Rim, Boso does not give the Tam Shubach in Yidvash. But in Shemen, even the Yeshemim agree that it gives it ample. So it's Masik, on the contrary, it's Mashma that we couldn't say. It's Masik that, because the Mariel says it in the Ri. And so, as far as the Ri is concerned, so it goes without saying that vis-a-vis Shemen, that the Ri Shite is, that vis-a-vis Shemen, so Boso Bien gives in Shemen Bien it Amishuk. There is no doubt that according to the Ri in the Mordechai, so Boso in Shemen Be'en gives it Amishubach. As to whether, according to the Ri in the Mordechai, so Boso gives it Amishubach in Vash also, so that is a shayla, because we have an apparent conflict between two Mordechai v'shem Ri. So some say one Ri in the Mordechai is Itoy Sefer, and the Maril says no, it's not Itoy Sefer. And how does he reconcile the two apparently conflicting Ris by applying one to Vash itself and the other Ri to Mashkan Asim Vash? All right. So this is not such a double pursuit, because the Apostkin will say that even the Ri agrees that Boso gives a tam, that Boso gives a tam pogum in Vash itself, not only in Mashkan Vash. But the Maril says differently. The Maril says there is no Toy Sefer in the Ri in the Mordechai Beis. In other words, and that it can be Mikhaim Tabai. In other words, that the Ri Mordechai holds that Boso Ben gives it Am Mishubach in Vash Mamesh, and it gives it Am Pogum in Mashiach Vash. But in regard to the effect of Boso in Shemen, then it goes without saying that according to the Ri, it gives it Am Mishubach. This is what I'm saying. So the Amor, in effect, is not accurate, because the truth is that he mentions the Maril, and according to Maril, so not only does Boso Ben give Tam Yishubach in Shemen Ben, but even Boso Ben gives Tam Yishubach in Vash itself Ben, but only in Mashkal Vash. But to say that Boso Ben gives it Tam Yishubach in Vash, but in Shemen it Tam Pogum, that certainly is not right. וכן מוכר ברשבו ויראם ואגודה בחום שם שביראה לי כאן מסמכן של חובים אלה בימים להמינן רבו ובסדיני יתניב השם לסתם ודה בוטה אהו מדיני סתם לשבח בין בשמן ומוקי להם מה ישראל למידה. So the whole rally was from the contrast between Boso, the effect of Boso in Vash, and the effect of Boso in Shemen. Because Dvash, so the original Chachomim didn't aser. And Shemen, the original Chachomim did aser. Why did they aser? The answer is, because in Shemen, in Shemen Boso, and the very outset gives it Hamishubach. Then, after staying 24 hours, it becomes Pogom. So, Mimir, they ask it. And Rabbi Nisie, what matter it? Two, that originally he gave it Hamishubach, but at the end, when the Israel uses it, it's already a Pogom. Mashenkin, David Vah, so even the original Chachom. Anyway, so it's a raya from all these Rishenim that Boso in Shemen gives it Hamishubach. Unless we apply the Gemara of Mishumiruve, Misresore to Yain, then there is no Yain. But unless we apply the Gemara of Mishumiruve, Misresore to Boso, so then there is a Gemara Meforeshes that Boso in Shemen gives it Amor. But if we say that the Pshat Mishumiruve means Yayin, and still there is a contrast between the effect between Shemen Shel Akum and Shtva Shel Akum, the original Chachomim Ma'asat Shemen, and they were mati a Dvash, and the way the Chachomim were mati even Shemen. Why? Because they said Dam Yudam is Muta. And so why did the original Chachomim Ma'asat what was Dam Yudam is Muta? The answer is because originally it became Tam Yishubach and then it turned into Tam Pogum after 24 hours. Mashayin Keli Gavid Vash. So originally he gave it Tampog. וכן הוא העדי בתייסס פרק יבמיד, ובראשון, ובאגרו סמיים, בשם רי, ובסרעתה, כלל המדווייס, ושאמרו מסביהם פגן בדבש, ומשביע בשם. So in other words, so, because they say, they all say, that, so then, so that שאמרו מסביהם פגן בדבש, ומשביע בשם. וכן, and that's the reason, as to why, the original חכומים, עשר שמן, עקום, because originally, when they use the shemen, when they go and prepare the shemen, so the boso gave it Tam Yishubach, but later on it became pogum, so the Chachomim asked it, and then the later Chachomim were matter it, but we got the dvash, so the original Chachomim were matter it. V'chein u'bismar, u'mashma lehedi b'chol ha'poskim anal, da'afilu b'shemen sholuk, neisim tam l'shvach, dum yedi dvash. Because the Dark Nation, the Ramon Dark Nation says, the Ramon Dark Nation says that Boso in raw Shemen gives a tam, that Boso in raw Shemen gives a tam shvach, but in cooked Shemen it gives a tam nivdam. This is what Ramon says in Dark Nation. So the Shach says no. ומשמע להגיד בכל הפוסקים הנ"ל דאפילו בשמן שולוק, even cook שמן, so בוסו gives it טעם לשבח, דומי לדבש, וכן מוכרח להגיד בתשובה סמריל. ודמוי כערב בתשובה סימן גימו, שהייצי מתשובה סמריל הנ"ל לחלוי בשמן, בלשון קולוי. ודמוי כערב בתשובה סימן גימו שדוח את מיישיב מה שכוסף הסמר והטיסס, דשמונס בשמן, that means בוסו שמן, it means בוסו בשמן, נעשים טעם לשבח. Do Amrinam b'shas im shemiru b'misresor b'sore u'mitechkach kosav d'mash kosav b'sevetam shemot chaydish d'shumen b'shemen is tam nishvach lese v'mitzekim b'mod chay shalom v'ulay shumtal v'teime igi b'mod chay v'nikro shme at kar v'sheni v'teime sh'ar m'vula mitzad b'mod chanal v'yuvde d'ri b'machres v'gam b'mod chay perik hosho v'yuvde d'ri anal v'ayosei masnisen v'shemen b'keitza v'muchach shom l'hedike v'chmishkosu kol atos kanal v'chol zenel omara v'tirets v'bishas מהיר בשמן שולוק, דום לדבש, אבל באיני שולוק, נעשים טעם לשבח. So this is what the Ramos says, that in שמן שולוק, it gives it טעם, it טעם נבדם. But באיני, but בוסו, in שמן שאיני שולוק, gives it טעם לשבח. So he says, ועדו בבור לסק. In other words, that doesn't make any difference. That not only in שמן איני שולוק, does it give it טעם לשבח, but even in שמן שולוק, בוסו gives it טעם לשבח. אלו פירשתי, והפייסקי מפורשת כי כושרה שדים שמרו והיין נתערו בסייעי Because if we don't explain it like Rashi, so then there's a Gemara Meforeshes. Bein migabei shemen, bein migabei dvash, that boso. That boso gives, boso ben gives it tampomu in shemen. But only if we accept Rashi's pshat, that when the Gemara says, im shemiruve misresore, the Gemara means, im shemiruve with yai. So the Gemara doesn't discuss boso. But when is boso discussed in the other Gemara, im shemiruve with hobbit. So then, the Rebbe Nisir is dealing with Matret because Nisitam Lugam. So what is Nisitam Lugam? Because when the Yisroel buys the Shemen, then the Bria of the Boso had already stayed more than 24 hours. So it became a problem. But originally it was Ishmael, it was Mishtam Shubach. So the original Chachomim, because of that reason, that originally it was the Tam Shubach. So they asked that, and the Rebbe Nisir was Matret. Masha'in came. Mashein came by Dvash or by Mashkesh or Dvash. So even originally it gave a time problem. So even the original Chachomim didn't answer it. Now, so you ask, according to Maril, so why didn't the original Chachomim answer Dvash Mamesh? After all, the Maril says that according to the Rishon Mordechai, so Boso gives a time Mishubach in Dvash Mamesh, it only gives a time problem in Mashkesh or Dvash. The answer is because it wasn't the derech of the goyim to be mi'aril dvash with boso altogether. So in many way, but it was the derech of the goyim to be mi'aril. Very complicated task. I mean, if you don't know the very meaning of the statement, it's impossible to go through. I mean, there is a very long chronicle on it. But this is the pshat in the shah. Yehushatiyah medachas and Yeshuman al Pelech. You listen and say, Kiko Safi, the Tampelum, she is Bashu Ben, and Rinan Shoyo Miki. You will hear Shuman Domito. Or be say, Mashikosu, Yehushatiyah medachas, how you are Puke, she is here. Because the Russian means, Yehushatiyah medachas, and Yeshuman al Pelech. So that means in Askaram, we have to assume that it's not good. The day is this. So he says no. Because the Shach came to the conclusion, he was Mevarei, that Stam Kelim, so we assume that they are clean. And we know this. We are all assuming the Ligma. We are all assuming the Ligma. In other words, certainly Golim, Stam Kelim of Golim, because Golim are Makhtid and Kiyas. But even Kelim, the Shach Shittim, is that even some Kelim of Israelim who are not so Makbid and cleanliness as the Goyim, so we can also take it for granted that some Kelim are clean, they have no grease adhering to the day. So then the question arises, why does he say we wish it here with Achas? Natam we assume that it's with Achas. So he said, we'll be there, Mashikosov, we should be with Achas, and we are putting the Shirdua, we don't know, we should always be here. If you don't know, you didn't observe whether it was spotless clean or not, then you can take it for granted that it was spotless clean. But suppose you took notice of the fact that it wasn't spotless clean, so then we cannot say it's this Tamilta. That's the Rashbushi. That we got in the grease that adheres to the day frame, so even after 24 hours, it's still missing Tamilta. We could come out and assume that a dog would be missing Tamilta. Acham is less. But I wish material. That's the Ramshite, that's the Kulah. Similarly, Shetichas Iser, a little bit of grease, shall be a Kehle, we come down, Kinacha Mishrech, every 24 hours. Uchungu Ebes Yosef Idas, Idas Atur, Simen Kuf Chol Beis, Kiswa Rishenu. Vichein, Nimedas Ves Yosef, Vichein, Kaman Simen Kuf Chol Beis, Ivimu, Vahidi Al Swa Rishenu, Vichein Posen Tiras Chatos, Vichein Paulus, and I'm going to be passing the Chumah. That vis-a-vis grease, that the Dios, the Beit and Akli, so even if it stay there, in that state, for more than 24 hours, it's still isn't Tanishvach. But the Ramos says, V'yish Samech Neged Mashed Babuch, V'kula Al-Mishach. In other words, so that means, true, that this grease, this particle of grease, that adheres to the day and day, is Nesin Tanishvach even after 24 hours, but suppose you have inside it there, 60 measures Neged that particle, so then it becomes mortal. And we don't say that the fact that there is grease behind that gives it Tam Nishvach that affects even the particles that are volua, that are latent in the vehicle.
There is such a shita, there's a mashal, but that's a shita tchoya. So the mashal, that's the biggest chomret, but it's a shita tchoya, and we know on the shita tchoya shita. So the mashal shita is that not only does a particle of grease that adheres to the vapor every time you shubach, it affects the latent bleed. In other words, if there is a BN adhering to the vapor akli, so then it changes the effect of the latent bleed, and it makes the latent bleed that has been absorbed and that has stayed more than 24 hours inside the vapor also into tamishubach. So that's so in other words, so even if we have shishim inside the dere, maybe the particle of grease on the daytem, it's still osea, because the whole bria changes into tamishim. That's the mashal shit. Vinyei samach kikos v'tereschata shom shim misaveta. Loch amashim divar rashbo v'amchaba. Vinyei v'sim et tzadikei. Umashal pirko abos ha-shom. Cholak al zeh. V'yom ha-bimiachav nikem ha-moshe zbien. Ol zah tam shem gdeo. She'en li v'yenei. Neisim tam mishvach. V'yave hakel tam abon mamamesh. V'yim bo v'yere. I mean, no one is cheshish. And if we were to be cheshish for the shita of the mashal, say, nothing would be kosher here in America. With all the achsherim in the world, the best achsherim, nothing would be kosher. Because very seldom is a kele that is used for dvaliseh and cleaned out in such a spotless manner that you shouldn't be able to find even the smallest particle of grease, of hardened grease, adhering to it. But fortunately, I mean, no one is chayshish for the shita of the mashal. Alright, shimsomu palpel in reish mishenia, shimsomu palpel in videu shamisa shimi vaskeimo, hakelosa, dirchu femach shvelo nishva. Palpel in videu shamisa bebish. So what does it mean? That the sharpness of pepper or anything that is very spicy, so changes the whole bleh. In getam shubach, even though the bleh stayed there for more than 24 hours. So that's only if it was, first of all, the Taz mentioned, only when there is a lot of it, not if there is a little bit of the palpalin, but only when there is a considerable quantity of the palpalin, and even if there is a considerable quantity of the palpalin or the spicy thing, so only if it was cooked together with the palpalin, but not if it wasn't cooked on fire, just you mix the palpalin with it, so then not cooked together with the palpalin on fire, then it doesn't change the belief into Tamashira. Now this is the next one. Now I want to go over, because I want to finish the shach, and this is a very important shach. Videi ro shehi gruo mi boso v'cholo, she nizvashel bo v'yachad, oi bezeh hazeh, v'kirim shov alayla achas, layla echot, huchemu b'mai, chshive b'asyeh, עד שתישה מייס לייס מישור שהוך בו עמד אבו לא בו לילה מות ולא, זה משאיר הבית יוסף דין זה כוס הפסיבר התחומס ונוסיתם מילון ניקח שוב עמיים לבידון כמו יוצר עצמי יכול עמיים להיות נאסיס נבר כאילו שאין בו נסם את לבת ירצון את הסקלי ויכול להביא מיגו בידיה הוא יפץ לציר התחומשי the two mentions הוא סמאק, so the בסיוסף mentions that the סמאק is חלק על הסיבר התחום. The two mentions only the Shita Sivat Rumo, but the Siyosef mentions that the Smak is Chelik and the Sivat Rumo. Usmak came within the Sivat Rumo, because of our cave, the Yishmakili within the Achashem Biguf on Yisa Beyeb, and Achshir Beyeb, the Limire, the Vishor Yisurim. So it's all part and parcel of the Roshim, that's a quote from the Siyosef. The Limire, that the Siyosef says, the Limire, the Vishor Yisurim Muta, שכבר כספתי בסין את צדיק בית, ואמרים לחתיך נס מבין אליי מבוסה בחולף. אבל אם יבלו או מבוסה בחולף שנזבש בו יחד, או אם זה החזה, מי 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 ישראל ישמשו שהוא חדו למים. אבל לפי הטעם שכוסף הסמאק, לא נע משם. נראה לי, ואם כבר עוד הלילה אחד, קדם שהוא חמו, אפילו מבוסה בחולף, אין מי מי ישמי ישראל ישראל משו שביש לו. כי אם יש סברים, תלך הלילה אחד, מי סנטם לומדה. אבל אם כן שבוע לא אולי ללכות, הוא חמוד במים, חיים, נקטינון, כדיבר זה והתרומו. It's all part and parcel of the quote. זה לא שם בסייס. כי אם נקן לו בסוף בחולו, תכנס לבאיר, עד כאן, עד כאן כבר. אין דפקות. ומבוי המדבר, die Ruch am Mai im Pech Leilo Echot, Zorch HaKei Meisweiz, Michim Mamai, wie זה שכוסף קם בשוכן אורך, עד שתישה מישראלית, משומר ומשור שהוא חמור עמי. וכן כוסף מכמה מסימן כופכות בייס. ודורי כמו שכוסף בתרס חטוס, כלל בהי, דין זיין, על שני, בין שתי הגירו, לילה אחד קדם אחימון, בין שנשתי לו, בין שנשתי לילה אחד, אחר אחימון, יש לו אוכי, יש לו אוכי, ומיסמו לך, בחייתם להמנדום העלויס לילה בגרס. עד כאן לשם. דורס, אלו, סביר לה בסיוסף, ונימי לינן, אלו לינן שהכינו המים החכי ולעשו בינינו. אבל הכינו מיד שנעשה בינימי מחודש צורך מישראלית, הכינו המים. ובזה גם השיקוסף הרעב, הכינו לא פרולי לאחס, והביא של בוסר לכל עוד, ונימו חדש בשעסים. This is so, רב קריאי אקספון, that it's not so simple בשח. So, the שח says, that there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef, and the Ramo, in Tiras Hatos. The Ramo in Tiras Hatos. According to Bes Yosef, so if, let's say, now let's take the same example. Let's say, if, let's say, on Sunday, at 9 o'clock in the morning, someone cooked chilet in a pot. Then, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, he boiled mayim in the same pot. Then, at 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday, more than 24 hours as of the cooking of the chayim, but less than 24 hours as of the boiling of water. So, let's say, if on Monday at 10 o'clock, let's say he cooks apple sauce, so then it is also. It is also. But, if, let's say, but if, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, he cooked chile. Then, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday, after Venice Lyle, he boiled water. And then, at 10 o'clock, he cooked applesauce, so the applesauce is mutter. Now, what's the difference? So, why do we say that applesauce is mutter? Because of his vexing. What's his vexing? In other words, if, let's say, he cooked chilev at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then the whole day till the next morning he didn't boil any water. He only boiled water in the pot at 6 o'clock in the morning Monday. So there was no 24 hours intervening between the bria of the chilev in the day flayo and the boiling of water. But when it's lilo there was, Rabbi Tam Shita is that when it's lilo is also begamous. We don't need 24 hours. So we may say that's one song. Maybe the aloch is like Rabbi Tam. So according to Rabbi Tam, the aloch is like Rabbi Tam. So when he boiled water at 6 o'clock in the morning, even though it was less than 24 hours as of the cooking of chilev, so true, particles of chilev were niflat into the water, and then they were again and dissolved in the water, and then absorbed in the day, the particles of water, drops of water, were absorbed. By the day, it didn't become awesome. Why? Because it was already that those particles of chilev that were niflat into the water were mistabled up according to Rabbitam. So if the aloha is like Rabbitam, so then of course it's mutter. But assuming that the aloha is not like Rabbitam, that only Linas of double choice is beginners. Linas Lilo is not beginners, but maybe aloha is like the smag. The sheet of the smag is that the truly that Chtichanas Nevela in Kol Yisurim, but Tichanas Nevela only means that we need Shishim neged the whole Tavubes, not that it cannot. So even if we assume that Aloch is not like Hamidam, there is another possibility as to why it should be Muta. Maybe the Aloch is like this one. So there is respect. Now, but if it is, so that's only, so according to Bes Yosef, it's only mutter on the basis of Svexrike. It's only mutter on the basis of Svexrike in the case where the Mayim were boiled after Minas Lailo. But suppose the Mayim were boiled before Minas Lailo, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, and then at 10 o'clock on Monday he cooked apple sauce. So the Bes Yosef says, so then we cannot be martyred on the basis of Svexrike. Now, but according to Teras Hatos, Even in that case, it's mutter. And at first blush, the Tereshatos appears to be justified in not recognizing the distinction between the case where he boils the water before the Neslilo and he boils the water after the Neslilo. Here we said it in both cases. Why did the Bais Yosef say that the boiling of water took place before the Neslilo at 3 p.m. Sunday, and then on Monday at 10 he cooked that in sauce, so then it is awesome. Why couldn't we say it's like now, when he boils water, at let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday, so anyway, at that time there is a suffix, there is a possibility, maybe the halacha is like Abnetam, according to Abnetam, so Minas Lai is against, and assuming that the halacha is not like Abnetam, Minas Lai is not against. But only in us of that which rates is beginners. In the case where he built the water on Sunday at 3 p.m. and then at 10 o'clock Monday, he cooked apple sauce, so there's also his rex lake. Maybe the alochi is like at the top. So true, at the time he built it, there was no linus lilo. But after that, there was linus lilo. There was linus lilo. Between 3 p.m. Sunday and 10 a.m. Monday, there was Minas Lailo. So maybe the halacha is, maybe the halacha is like Abitam. Assume the halacha is not like Abitam. Maybe the halacha is like Nisma. That's the oneness of the Teres Chatos. But why was the Bais Yosef distinguished between the two cases? So, the Rabbi Kiveri here explained, Mira mitavonas ha-shach, nishkeina sha-chiluk, ואינו פרולאי לוקים במחרינו מים, או יחקים, היי לשימוך מומיים מתחילו, דו תקף, דו נמדה המים מסגרי. In the case where the water was boiled at 3 p.m. Sunday, so at that time there was no limit line. So mainly at that time, when he boiled water on Sunday at 3 p.m., so the mayim was certainly according to all the shading. It became Nivele, a Heftzavisa. There was no doubt at that moment it became a Heftzavisa. So it was Ikva Yisura. It was established. It was Nishazit. Ner Zacharisa, the Mayim, was Nikva. Erez Ikva Yisura. At 3 p.m. when he boiled water. According to all the shit. So Nasis Nivele. Nivele, Boye Meisleyes Mishasachim. So Nivele, then what happened? Then at 10 o'clock Monday, so that's more than 24 hours, more than that, as of the cooking of the chayim, as of 9 Sunday, but it's less than 24 hours as of the boiling of the water. The boiling of the water took place at 3 p.m. Sunday. So he says, when Mimele boil is less, Mishat Achimum. But why can't we say, Svexveike? The answer is because here we don't have a Svexveike. Because here, if the water was boiled at 3 p.m. Sunday, so it was Ikva Yisure, as Ichtichad Yisure. That water at that time became Mikva, as Ichtichad Yisure, according to all the shit. But you'll say, well, there is a Svexveike. Maybe the Aloch is like Hamletam. So true, on Sunday at 3 p.m., all the Mayim that was boiled in it, including the drops of mayim that were absorbed by the dayfin of the dayre, became mikva as ichtichad yisure. But at ten a.m. Monday morning, but not only 10 a.m. even 6 a.m. Monday morning, after the sky, or after the dawn of Monday morning. So then there is already a neslaiwo. So there is one something. There is a possibility. Maybe Rabbetam is right. So even though the mayim that were boiled at 3 p.m. Sunday became mischazek yisure, as ichtichad yisure, but maybe the iser was poka, became tampogo. The particles of water, the drops of water that were absorbed at 3 p.m. by the date Nakli, so they were ichtichad yisure until the dawn of Monday. But at the dawn of Monday, the iser was poka. Oh, so that's one suffix. So we say, you know, and then another suffix Even if the halacha is not like, so why couldn't we say? So when something is maybe the halacha is like on the top. So through the all the drops of water that the kainah was going absorbed at 3 p.m. became mechticha di yisura definitely, but maybe the yisrael was poka because it became problem we call it on the top. And assuming the halacha is not like on the top, maybe the halacha is like the svak. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, we don't have two svekes. We only have one sopik because the first sopik is negative hazok. Because if the water is boiled, if the water was boiled at 3 p.m., if the water was boiled at 3 p.m. on Sunday, so that means, so it was Ikma Yisure. It definitely became Echticha Yisure. Every drop of water that was boiled, that was in the day at 3 p.m., became Echticha Yisure, like Chayo Mitzah. But then it stayed in the day for Nakli overnight. So after dawn, let's say 6 o'clock in the morning, after dawn, so you say, maybe the Chticha Deshem, Chticha Deneveile was broken. Because the Rina Slayo is pedemic. Maybe the Aloch is like Habletam. So in other words, so we have to assume that the Aloch is like Habletam, Neged Ikva Yisurek, Neged Chazoke. So this kind of Yisofik is not Mitzurek in Yisrek Sveike. In other words, if one of the Sveikes is Neged Ikva Yisure, so it's not Mitzurek in Yisrek Sveike. So Meila, he says, Masheike, also says, don't need a mind master the veil. So at 3 p.m. it became a chitah in Surah beyond the shadow of it out. And Tamtam was also made that at 3 p.m. every drop of water in the Gdeire became a chitah in Surah. And then the deal is. But according to Rabbitam, even though it was Nikval, Isa, it became a chitah in Surah, Tikva in Surah, it's Ischazik in Surah. But according to Rabbitam, the Isa was Poka with the dawn of Monday morning. So what should we say? One suffix is maybe the halacha is like Hametam. In other words, neged chazoke, neged ikva yisure. So that cannot be mitzure. Neged, if it's neged ikva yisure, so it cannot be mitzure as a suffix. It cannot be mitzure as a suffix. The main asked the way, umeimre goye meisleitz, misha sachinu. Masheli, give you over tchilo lai. But suppose he boiled it at 6 o'clock in the morning, the one. And one in the morning. So then, Yushashim Hamayim Amrino, no, Mashiki Bobo Florai, Yushashim Hamayim Amrino, Ki Vidinas is in the middle of the Rabbonon, have a Sophic Rabbonon. So then we cannot say, it's definitely it's Ikla Yisoret. It's not Ikla Yisoret, because we don't know. Maybe the Lord is like Abetam, so the Mayim never became Osir. If he boils the water at 6 o'clock in the morning, so the Mayim never became Osir. Never became Osa. How can you say it's Ischazik Yisurei? It's not Ischazik Yisurei. But, Yishemo Kvom Yitam Beruya Sarayo. But, of course, suppose somebody would ask Yishayle, can I drink the water, let's say you would come to a Chochem on Monday morning after 6 o'clock, and they would tell the Chochem, well, I just boiled water in that pot, can I drink that water? What would the Chochem pass me? No, he cannot drink the water. But, why would he pass me him? Not because it became Echticha Yisurei, but whether it became Echticha Yisurei or it did not become Echticha Yisurei, one thing is sure, that Mayim had a Sofik Isa. V'avda Mayim Asurim Vishnis Misofik, Hayin V'abema Shebiseich Rosa. Aval Guf Mayim have a Sofik V'rabonon. And it was not Ikla Yisurei. It was not Ikla Yisurei. V'hi Kein V'oval Oya. Alright, so Mimele, so mainly we have his leg shaken. If he boils the water Monday morning after dawn, so we have already one sofik, and it's not negative chazoke. It's just the sofik. So, a sofik we ask the mayim, because maybe it contains a particle that is not poor. According to the Rishonim who are chilkan, so that mayim contains particles. Dissolved particles that are not poor. So between a stopic it is also. But then when at 10 o'clock it's more than 24 hours, so after the cooking of the chile, when he cooks applesauce, so we have two sveikes, so it's muter. V'avda mayim asunum shin sopik, hayim v'abono shin sikh osa. Avu gufa mayim amsok v'abono. V'imkei, he's explaining. Ufizeh gam ashikosa v'ra, וחיים מורו, first the shachses, the amorim kereschatos, is chile kamedistas. He says that we apply the din of smekzvik in both situations. But here the Ramodos is not chilek, and the Bishyosef is not chilek. So you could say that here the Ramodos agrees with the Bishyosef Tzak. But he says, what the Shach says, but the Ramodos is here. And the Chayim of Olai will bring Bishop Basel Cholo. So first the Ramodos says, Abu Yim of Olai will muter. That's in consonance with the Bishyosef Tzak. If a knight intervened before he boiled water, so then, in consonance with the Bishyosef Shita Yitzmuta. But then he says, V'cheim Yimov Olayla Ben Bishu Boso L'chol. Avon Gav, V'hakim Yuchma Mayim, Nami Diyoche. What does he mean? Let's say, when he says, V'cheim Yimov Olayla Ben Bishu Boso L'chol, so he has left us another tzio, not the tzio of Chile. But suppose, at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, somebody cooked Boso in the pot, in the day. And then at 6 o'clock Monday morning, less than 24 hours later, but Aminas Lilo intervening at 6 o'clock Monday morning, he boiled milk in the same pot. And then at 10 o'clock Monday morning, he cooked applesauce in the same pot. So the Ramah says, V'chim Mobo Lilo, in Bishop Bosa Lecholo, Avogad, Da Hakein Huchmu, Hamayi, Miyad, Name dinoch. So it's also the same thing. So he says no, because according to the Bais Yosef on this, so here is different. Why? So he says, Vim came Bob Alaiva Bibosal Cholo, Dibishaz Bishwa Cholo. So when he boiled milk at 6 o'clock Monday morning, Hadin the Cholo Masis Nihele, Dibosal Cholo, because in that case it was a question of the raise, because there's the raise. So in Meila, when he boiled milk at 6 o'clock in the morning in the same part that had a blie since 9 o'clock Sunday morning, a blie of boso, so it was a sveki the raise. So in Meila, and apparently the Rakabigrigger assumes here, we discussed it. I mean, that's the machlokes between the Be'ahitim and the Taz. You see, the Taz in Simen Kuv Beis, Siv Beis, in Fichor Beitzos of Sofi Treite, Shenisalu Ba'achiris, Eni Rivim Dolo Sheish Matirin. So the Be'ahitim says, no, it couldn't have reference to just a Beitzos of Sofi Treite, because Beitzos of Sofi Treite has no Sheiches to Dolo Sheish Matirin, because of Melechach. Either it's Treite or it's not Treite. If it's Treite, so it's Eni Matirin. If it's not Treite, so it was never Oseh. So it is no shaykes. But so he applies it to a case of Beitish Nol Dibion Tev Sofik Treif. But not Beitish Sofik Treif. But from the Taz it's Mashma, that it has reference, Mamesh, to a Beitish Sofik Treif. Not Beitish Nol Dibion Tev Sofik Treif. So we explain that Chita the Rashbo, that the Rashbo Chita is, that Tzveki the Reis Lechumre, so it's not only Lechumre B'tira Sofik, B'tira Zvada it is Asa, on the basis of the Posik in the Parashe of Oshim Tolu, Osham Vinosa, we will not have the Osham Vinosa Mavene. So that means that is reference to one who ate Echtiche that later on he found out was Sofik Chenef Sofik Shumer. So it's Osham. That means we have got Ishvai is Galiad that he was Shumer. He is still Osham. Why? Because they can be right to the Chumre, so even if they eat the Shemek, if there is an Avera, they did a Tavada. So I'm going to also ask him, if we say, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, Boso, then at 6 o'clock in the morning Monday, Cholov was good. So the Mele, he said the Bli of Boso and Cholov. And immediately afterwards, So then, water was boiled immediately afterwards. And then, applesauce was cooked in it. So it's also the same thing, we can be matter on the basis of it. This is what Ramos says. So the Shach says, no. In view of the fact that the Bais Yosef Shita is, that we are only matter on the basis of Svexer. We are only matter on the basis of Svexer. In the case where the
the chimum amayim took place after in the slido, but not in the chimum amayim. Took place before in the slido. So mimele, we cannot say that the chimum of olaylo ben bishul posal lechol. We cannot say that. That's it. So Rabbi Kleiger explains because why does it be sios? So of course, according to the Tiras Hatoshite, so then it doesn't make any difference. So vis-a-vis a year of Chelet, so we say it doesn't make any difference whether the Mayim was boiled before in the Slilo or after in the Slilo. In both situations we say Svekseike. So Mimele, certainly, that in the case of where at 9 o'clock in the morning he cooked meat in the pub, then at 6 o'clock, and it doesn't make any difference at 6 o'clock in the morning, and even if at 3 p.m. Sunday, according to Teres Chatos, he would boil milk, and then he would boil water, and then at 10 o'clock Monday morning he would cook applesauce. So it would also apply to XK. So then it goes without saying that according to Teres Chatos, Imov Olaylo Bim Bishul Bosal Cholov. So when the Ramos says, V'chein Imov Olaylo Bim Bishul Bosal Cholov, so it has the same deen as Imov Olaylo. Imov Olaylo, after, let's say, the cooking of the Chele. So the same thing, V'chein Imov Olaylo Bim Bishul Bosal Cholov. It means even according to the Bes Yosef. This is what the Ramos means. So the Shach says, no, it doesn't follow. According to the Bes Yosef Shite, that it makes a difference whether the Bishlamayim took place before in the Slilo or after in the Slilo. So vis-a-vis Bosa Becholov. So vis-a-vis Bosa Becholov. So Imob Olaylo Ben Bishl Bosa Becholov. So it wouldn't be Muter on the basis of So the Rabbi Kleiger explains the Shach. So how does he explain the Shach? So Rabbi Kleiger explains the Shach. And how does he explain the Shita of the Bes Yosef? Why does the Bes Yosef distinguish between Chimum Hamayim before in the Slilo? Then we don't apply Svek Sveke. And Chimum Alayl and Chimum Hamayim after in the Slilo? Because if the Chimum Hamayim takes place after in the Slilo, so let's say, and at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, so Chelev was cooked. At 9 o'clock Sunday morning, Chelev was cooked. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, Chelev was cooked. And then at 3 p.m., water was boiled. And then at 10 p.m. Monday morning, more than 24 hours after the boiling of water, so let's say applesauce was cooked. So then it's muta. Then we have his vexing. Why do we have his? Then it's not muta. Then we don't have his vexing. Why don't we say that we have his vexing even in that case too? If the water was boiled at 3 p.m., the answer is because if water was boiled at 3 p.m., so then that water became achticha b'isur. There is no doubt that it became achticha b'isur. That water. So it has it. So it's his nikva. It's ikva isure. It's his chazik isur. Then when at ten o'clock Monday morning he cooks applesauce, so we cannot say it's sexual. First of all, maybe the aloche is that Linus Lilo is beginnis. So then we have to say neged cheskas isa, because that might. We couldn't say that according to Rabbi Tam, the Mayim didn't become Osa. The Mayim certainly became Osa because it was boiled at 3 p.m. Sunday. So the Mayim certainly became Osa. If the Mayim certainly became Osa, so then when he cooks applesauce, 10 o'clock Monday morning, so what do we say? Maybe the Aloch is like Rabbi Tam, the Linus Lilo Pigemis. But there was no Linus Lilo in that water. The water was boiled at 3 yesterday. So it became a chetichad yisur. So it has a cheskas yisur. But maybe the halach is like Rav Netam. So the cheskas yisur of the mayim that was now niflat into the applesauce. So maybe it was pocket. So in other words, we have to apply one sofi neged chazoke. So we don't apply svek sveke when it's neged chazoke. Neged chazoke. So mashayike, if the water was boiled 6 o'clock in the morning Monday, so the first sofi is maybe it didn't even be, the water didn't. At the very outset, when it was boiled at 6 o'clock in the morning, it didn't become Echdir Adi Yisroel. It didn't become Echdir Adi Yisroel. So, that's one topic. And assuming that the Halach is not like a Matam, maybe the Halach is like a Smar. This is how I want to explain. Yes?
I mean, why should that make a difference for
this
before
we have to look at
the
Smar,
the
Mayim
itself does not become...
Yeah, but that's only one topic. That's only one
topic. We have two spikes.
No.
We have two sveikas before Lina's filing.
No, because
going to the street of the smart, the mind itself doesn't become lesser. Because how didn't we say that according to the smart? So
okay, fine. No, according, and then I'll discuss here the sheet of the smart. The sheet of the smart I'll discuss. I mean, why does the smart say that it's not us? I'll discuss that. But we do not have, we cannot say, we certainly cannot start with the suffix, maybe the Halach is like Admetam, and that says that Lina Slilo is Pigemes. Lina Slilo is Pigemes. So, no, because here the Mayim certainly became Oser. The Shaila is, maybe the Halach is like Admetam, and the Mayim that became Oser, so maybe the status quo changed after it became Ikra Yisrael. So that we don't say this kind of next thing. We'll discuss this month. Now, all right. Now, this is the pshat in the b'shoset. So, maybe the shach says, so this doesn't follow what Rambo says. So, in the case where it became osah for basal cholov and not basal cholov that were cooked together mamish, but b'zeach hazeh. So what did Rambo say? If let's say, first of all, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, basal was cooked. Then at 6 o'clock Monday morning, cholov was boiled. Then a few minutes later, after he emptied out the cholov,